I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is overturning the state's Republican-drawn legislative maps and ordering new district boundary lines. The court ruled 4-3 for Democrats who argued the maps are unconstitutional because districts aren't contiguous. Wisconsin ranks 49th among states for funding public health, according to the United Health Foundation. Dave Reinders runs the Buffalo County Health Department. He says most of his budget comes from local property taxes, which isn't enough for efforts like tobacco prevention.
We're dealing with vaping. We're dealing with other ways of consuming nicotine that are being made available and marketed to children. What we don't have is really a strong enough voice and presence to really work with the community intensively.
Wisconsin's public health spending is supplemented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
A Packers coach on the hot seat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers' Joe Barry spoke to reporters. After nearly three seasons with the team, the defensive coordinator could be on his way out. After back-to-back losses to the Giants and the Buccaneers, what's it been like this week after hearing fans want him fired?
You deal with it. We had a bad game. I have to be better for our guys completely. And I put that on me all the time. But yeah, this week was in particularly hard.
NBA, the Bucks get another win at home, this time 118 to 114 over the Orlando Magic. The Bucks have now won 15 games in a row at Fiserv Forum. Adrian Griffin.
For us, it's taking advantage of that home stretch, being able to play in front of our crowd. Now we got three tough games on the road in New York, two against the Knicks, and then Brooklyn, and then in with Cleveland. So it was good that we took care of business, but now we got to shift our mindset, you know, to get on the road and try to get some road wins.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and some fog around for today. Highs near the 50-degree mark, south winds 5 to 10. Your Christmas Eve will feature some patchy fog and mostly cloudy skies. Lows in the middle 40s. On Christmas Day, rain, highs near 50. It's 42 at our studios.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Shaw, WAUK.
NASCAR Cup Series champion Ryan Blaney here. If you come in now, you get 12% off everything for the 12 days of Christmas at Menards.
That's right. We couldn't resist. In honor of number 12's big championship win, we're giving you 12% off everything for the 12 days of Christmas. Thank you, friends, for a great year.
Merry Christmas and enjoy your 12% off everything.
Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. Sorry, no price adjustments. See store for details.
The mission of the Milwaukee LGBT Community Center is to further develop the vibrant lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community in the greater Milwaukee area. And they've been doing it for 25 years. The center delivers education, health promotion, and other community building services, meeting the needs of LGBT youth, adults, and their allies in the greater Milwaukee area. All powered by your generosity. Get to mkelgbt.org to see where your end-of-year donations can make magic happen all year long.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Christmas is not being celebrated in Bethlehem this year. Here's BBC correspondent Shema Khalil.
In Manger Square, a nativity scene in the rubble has replaced the giant Christmas tree, a tribute to the children in Gaza and a call to end their suffering.
You still haven't checked everything off your list? You've still got today. Shoppers in Wichita were out in full force for Super Saturday yesterday.
Last-minute Christmas shopping.
Last-minute Christmas gift.
Just doing some last-minute shopping. I tell myself every year I'm not going to be here, but I'm here anyway.
Remember last year's airline meltdown? Flying out for the holidays this year has been much better. At Philadelphia International Airport.
Right now, it's not that bad. I'm kind of surprised. Things are going kind of smooth.
Pretty easy so far. This hasn't been a big deal at all.
39 million people will or have already flown somewhere for the holidays. That's up 16% from last year. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There will be new legislative districts for the Wisconsin State Legislature next year. That's after the state Supreme Court Friday ruled 4-3 that Republican-drawn maps are unconstitutional because they're not contiguous. They also argued that lawmakers violated the separation of powers doctrine. A child in Wisconsin has died from RSV. The State Department of Health isn't providing any more details than that. Health experts say cases of respiratory infections like RSV, flu, and COVID are spiking in Wisconsin. The weather is unseasonably mild, with high temperatures in the 40s and a chance of rain in much of Wisconsin. It could be foggy enough at times this weekend to make driving hazardous. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and some fog around for today. Highs near the 50-degree mark. South winds 5 to 10. Your Christmas Eve will feature some patchy fog and mostly cloudy skies. Lows in the middle 40s. On Christmas Day, rain, highs near 50. It's 42 at our studios.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Shaw, WAUK. The more than 27,000 union carpenters who call the North Central States home wish you a healthy, happy, and safe holiday season. Unions built the middle class, and union carpenters work hard every day to build our communities while they build good careers that provide for their families. This season, we hope you get to enjoy time with friends and family. Happy holidays from Executive Secretary Treasurer Pat Nelson and the staff of the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters.
Did you know there's an actual candy cane lane in Wisconsin? It's only real during the holidays, but one Milwaukee area neighborhood has been sharing its holiday cheer for close to 40 years. 300 residents along West Oklahoma Avenue in West Dallas decorated to be part of Candy Cane Lane this year, free to drive through and enjoy. But since 1984, $3 million in donations have been raised and given to the MAC Fund to fight cancer. I'm Terry Ball. From all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is The Shaw, WAUK. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave's absolutely right. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship, right? Democracy, a peaceful transition of power, our veterans.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wherever you're going this holiday weekend, just go get that Civic Media app. That way, when Weird Uncle Joe starts spouting off about some nonsense, when Aunt Donna says some things that you just cannot abide, just pop in those earbuds, go find Civic Media. But better than that, tell all your friends and family that they too can become enlightened through the Civic Media radio network.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Your home of The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 a.m. and 101.1 FM, WAUK. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Pat! It's got... Come on! Okay.
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Thank you.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Bethlehem isn't celebrating Christmas this year as the Israel-Hamas war rages on. BBC correspondent Shema Khalil reports.
In an unusually empty nativity church, Father Isa Thalgia tells me his city feels like a shadow of itself.
12 years here as a priest of this church, and I was born in Bethlehem. I never actually seen like this. We have brothers and sisters in Gaza, and this is what makes it difficult to celebrate and to have music and to celebrate, to have parties usually. But because of this, what's happening, so we'll just pray for them.
President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu spoke this weekend about the war in Gaza.
Before flying to Camp David for the Christmas holiday, President Biden made brief comments to the press about his phone call with the Israeli Prime Minister. But when asked about the content of that conversation,
I had a private conversation,
he said. I did not ask for a ceasefire. Netanyahu was a bit more forthcoming about the conversation while commenting in Israel. He said, Israel will not stop until its objective is met. The objective, as previously stated, is to eliminate Hamas. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
If you're flying to your holiday destination, some good news, flight delays and cancellations are down. Also good news on the roads. Here's CBS's Christiane Benavides.
104 million people are getting a gift this Christmas in the form of lower prices at the pump, averaging $3.12 a gallon. In 21 states, AAA says gas prices are under $3.
That's more money for presents then. Were you one of the nearly 142 million people who did hit the stores yesterday for Super Saturday? KWCH-TV reporter Kel Chapman is in Wichita.
Academy Sports Store Director Taylor Long says Super Saturday is always busy.
So we've been steady pretty much since we opened. We've had lines, even with all the cashiers that we've had here. So it's been exciting to see Wichita come out.
And if you don't get what you needed, there's always Christmas Eve.
And there's still some good deals out to have. So if you haven't got your Christmas shopping done, get out and get it done.
Well, not only is it Christmas Eve, it's a Sunday, too. So if you do have last minute stuff to get done, know that a lot of stores may have shortened or different hours today. Walmart will close at 6 this evening. Most Targets will stay open until 8. If you need a 100-pack of toilet paper, Costco's cutoff is 5. Sniffles right before Christmas. Walgreens and CVS say their stores are open regular hours. Same deal if you need to fuel up to stay up for Santa at Starbucks. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Some intimate parts need the gentle, easy trim of a Gillette trimmer, and some need the closeness and comfort of a Gillette Intimate Razor, while others need a Gillette Anti-Chafe Stick. Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get down there. Buy now.
Halloween is over, but hiring is still a bit scary. Indeed's end-to-end solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates. Sponsor a job and instantly receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credits.
This holiday season, visit Boot Barn for top quality gifts that pay tribute to the lasting heritage of the West. From handcrafted cowboy boots and American-made felt hats to hand-stitched leather jackets, our in-store experts will help guide you as you shop, assisting with boot fitting and providing complimentary hat shaping. This holiday, share a piece of the American spirit. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
We love how you're fitting here. He's Tim Clue. He's the maestro of mirth.
Well, stop it. Come on now.
We're talking teachers. When we get back, though, let's lighten up those teachers, bring them alive. Busted pencils, fully leaded, back after the break.
For more.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Did you know December 25th isn't just Christmas? It's also National Pumpkin Pie Day. This delicious dessert originated in the U.S. in the 1800s and really grew in popularity when it became a part of Thanksgiving, though the official day to celebrate pumpkin pie is still December 25th. Sounds like a delicious reason to enjoy it. Don't forget to add some ice cream or whipped cream for an extra special treat. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I was proud to be a soldier.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Christmas is not being celebrated in Bethlehem this year. Here's BBC correspondent Shema Khalil.
In Manger Square, a nativity scene in the rubble has replaced the giant Christmas tree, a tribute to the children in Gaza and a call to end their suffering.
You still haven't checked everything off your list? You've still got today. Shoppers in Wichita were out in full force for Super Saturday yesterday.
Last-minute Christmas shopping.
Last-minute Christmas gift.
Just doing some last-minute shopping. I tell myself every year I'm not going to be here, but I'm here anyway.
Remember last year's airline meltdown? Flying out for the holidays this year has been much better. At Philadelphia International Airport.
Right now, it's not that bad. I'm kind of surprised. Things are going kind of smooth.
Pretty easy so far. This hasn't been a big deal at all.
39 million people will or have already flown somewhere for the holidays. That's up 16% from last year. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There will be new legislative districts for the Wisconsin State Legislature next year. That's after the state Supreme Court Friday ruled 4-3 that Republican-drawn maps are unconstitutional because they're not contiguous. They also argued that lawmakers violated the separation of powers doctrine. A child in Wisconsin has died from RSV. The State Department of Health isn't providing any more details than that. Health experts say cases of respiratory infections like RSV, flu, and COVID are spiking in Wisconsin. The weather is unseasonably mild, with high temperatures in the 40s and a chance of rain in much of Wisconsin. It could be foggy enough at times this weekend to make driving hazardous. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and some fog around for today. Highs near the 50-degree mark, south winds 5 to 10. Your Christmas Eve will feature some patchy fog and mostly cloudy skies. Lows in the middle 40s. On Christmas Day, rain, highs near 50. It's 42 at our studios.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. Breaking news today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Shaw, WAUK. The more than 27,000 union carpenters who call the North Central States home wish you a healthy, happy, and safe holiday season. Unions built the middle class, and union carpenters work hard every day to build our communities while they build good careers that provide for their families. This season, we hope you get to enjoy time with friends, and family. Happy holidays from Executive Secretary Treasurer Pat Nelson and the staff of the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters.
Did you know there's an actual candy cane lane in Wisconsin? It's only real during the holidays, but one Milwaukee area neighborhood has been sharing its holiday cheer for close to 40 years. 300 residents along West Oklahoma Avenue in West Dallas decorated to be part of Candy Cane Lane this year, free to drive through and enjoy. But since 1984, $3 million in donations have been raised and given to the MAC Fund to fight cancer. I'm Terry Barr. From all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is The Shaw, WAUK. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say it, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave's absolutely right. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship, right? Democracy, a peaceful transition of power, our veterans.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wherever you're going this holiday weekend, just go get that Civic Media app. That way, when Weird Uncle Joe starts spouting off about some nonsense, when Aunt Donna says some things that you just cannot abide, just pop in those earbuds, go find Civic Media. But better than that, tell all your friends and family that they too can become enlightened through the Civic Media radio network.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Pat! Got, come on! Okay.
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Christmas in Bethlehem is usually packed and bustling, but the town in the occupied West Bank is not this year. Events are canceled because of the ongoing war. CBS's Chris Livesay is there.
At the Evangelical Lutheran Church, they fashioned a nativity scene out of what's now found everywhere in Gaza. Rubble.
We've seen so many images of children being pulled out of the rubble, and to us this is a message that Jesus identifies with our suffering.
Mirna Elatrash, a Christian from Bethlehem, fears her community is facing extinction while the world looks away.
Even some Christians, some, not all of them, they forgot about the Palestinian case.
Earlier today, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu dismissed reports that the United States had convinced Israel not to expand its military activity, saying he's seen false publications claiming this. Meantime, President Biden says he spoke with Netanyahu yesterday and says he did not ask for a ceasefire. It is Christmas Eve, which is shopping crunch time. WCBS TV reporter Christy Kalesian was at a mall in New Jersey.
I'm a last-minute shopper. Yes, I'm a last-minute shopper.
Amanda Sanks from Manhattan is well aware she's cutting it close. Lines in and out of American Dream Mall Saturday morning before Christmas, appropriately nicknamed Panic Saturday.
We're all busy throughout the entire year.
For some, it's their only chance to hit the stores. The National Retail Federation says an estimated 142 2 million shoppers were expected to come out Saturday, estimated to spend 3 to 4% more than last year in total, which is up to $966.6 billion.
Well, NORAD is live tracking Santa on his trip from the North Pole. Where is that anyway?
Well, that's where Santa lives and he makes toys for people.
It snows every time. There's so much snow that it cannot melt at all. That's really, really cold, and it has all kinds of animals like walruses, penguins, and polar bears, and seals. And that's where Santa lives.
How long does it take to get there?
100 hours.
Wow, that's a long time.
At least 24 hours.
So besides Santa, who lives in the North Pole?
Elves.
What's an elf?
An elf has twisted shoes and kind of like a silly little dress. Elves make presents and they help Santa.
Anything else you want to tell me about Santa?
He doesn't make toys for the kids that are bad.
And have you guys been bad?
No.
Of course not. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
The holidays are the happiest time of the year. That is, unless you or your loved ones are miserable because of colds, sinus infections, or allergies. This holiday season, give the gift of better breathing with Navage. Wash away your cold and congestion problems this holiday season. Add Navage to your gift list so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier all year long. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Did you know December 25th isn't just Christmas? It's also National Pumpkin Pie Day. This delicious dessert originated in the U.S. in the 1800s and really grew in popularity when it became a part of Thanksgiving. Though the official day to celebrate pumpkin pie is still December 25th. Sounds like a delicious reason to enjoy it. Don't forget to add some ice cream or whipped cream for an extra...
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and some fog around for today. Highs near the 50-degree mark, south winds 5 to 10. Your Christmas Eve will feature some patchy fog and mostly cloudy skies. Lows in the middle 40s. On Christmas Day, rain, highs near 50. It's 42 at our studios.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Shaw, WAUK.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Lexi, spelled.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back, Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Guest tonight, Tim Clue, motivational speaker, comic, truly though the educator there that we have in heart. Tim,
all right,
you're doing awesome work, and I tell you right now it's needed. You know, you said what a pre-interview when we were chatting before the show. You know, it talked about the fact that, you know, one of the things that concerns me is pointing out that you said, you know, how important teachers are, how hard the work has become to become a teacher. You know, I interviewed at one point in like 2020, 400 different teachers across the nation. 85% of them indicated that they were looking at any moment to potentially get out of teaching. When I asked them why, it was largely about, I can't teach, the stresses are there, I'm not allowed to help kids realize the dream that I imagined I could do it. They're leaving. You know, people called it a shortage at the time. It drove me crazy. I was like, this is not a shortage,
no,
Tim.
It's a precondition.
This is, it's an exodus. It's an exodus. And if you want to have awesome schools, awesome kids, awesome communities, you can't have a teacher exodus. When you're out, you know, how do we help them, Tim? Tell us the story.
Well, Dr. Seckler, if I had the answer, believe me, I would, you know, maybe I'd be the Secretary of Education. So, you know, I don't think I'm there yet. So I'm as dumbfounded as you. I think we all know the problem, but we don't know the solution. Wouldn't you agree?
I think we know the problem. At this point now in my, I'm going to hazard a guess. I know the solution. I'm going to tell you what, the solution ain't easy.
You got it. So yeah, no, the solution is something we're not, I don't think politically or socially or even, yeah, I don't think we even have a comprehensive understanding, even a rudimentary understanding of what it would take to course correct what has been incubating, right? Look, this cake of exodus has been, you know, this cake has been leaving the oven, not since the pandemic, but a decade prior to the pandemic. Don't you agree?
Prior to that, Tim, you talked about being a, you know, a kid of the 80s myself. You know, I'm 1983. I'm a nation at risk. I'm part of the problem. You know, I mean,
you are a problem. Yes.
We've been telling teachers it's their fault since, you know, it's 1983. And here you go. It's their fault. And they're like, what is my fault? I just got into a profession because I had a passion to help make a difference in the world, in children's and communities' lives. How the heck is it? Am I the problem? And I say, recognizing that it has been, you know, and people would go back even further than that. But the solution, when I say is simple, is to call out and recognize that where we're at with teachers, the exodus, people planned this. And I, this is where people go, Tim, you sound like a conspiracy theorist. I'm like, it's only a conspiracy if it's not true.
Well, no, this isn't conspiracy. This is chemistry.
This is kind of, I mean, you know, 40 years of telling people how bad and how awful they are now here, particularly, as you say, throwing the pandemic in the last few years now, where we tell any teacher who, quote, as you said, might have some social emotional learning expertise, we're now calling those teachers groomers. And it's just like, okay, wait a minute. How is it that because I'm looking at the social emotional, I'm a groomer? And you imagine, you know, a teacher saying, I got into this world.
Dr. Heckler, can I pause? Is that a,
sure.
Is that a pejorative term or is that a complimentary term? I'm unfamiliar.
Well, the groomer, this is the category right now. Is
it a term we use for a soft pornography culture.
It's around this whole idea that, you know, teachers are grooming kids for unwanted sex, unprotected sex, and
I don't even, you know, that is so silly. I can't even get that thought. You know, we have 100,000 more problems to get nice, kind, smart people that are 14 years of age thinking what their current mother or father, who's a teacher, would tell them not to do. And that is, they would tell them, if they said, "I want to become a teacher," "Are you out of your ever flipping mind?"
Yeah. And that's the biggest thing. I've seen it time and time again. You know, in my day job, I work with future teachers, and I meet with lots of parents who actually do come in and say they want to be a teacher, but we told them around the Thanksgiving table that we don't want them to be a teacher. And as you just said, you know,
yeah. And then, by the way, not just mom or dad, it was even the drunk uncle that was
the drunk uncle who no one likes, although they were like, "Wait a minute, pay attention to your uncle. This is the first time he's made sense. Listen
to him.
He never knows what he's talking about until now." Okay.
It's kind of like that Onion headline they wrote once that said, "Worst guy around makes really good point." Have you guys ever seen that? It's like that when your uncle speaks up.
Yeah. Well, when drunk uncle makes sense, it's like, okay, wait, the war on teachers. And I've framed it this way in the past too, with blogs I've written. I'm like, it's an exodus of teachers because the war on teachers, this is the casualties. This is a casualty that we're looking at. This is the result of an onslaught of trying to get rid of public school teachers. And I see that pain, and I've heard it from teachers. Tim, when you're out there though, and I've checked out some of your videos, you know, we're going to give you a chance before you go, though, to plug everything, but it's timclue.com to look at it. How often, it looks to me like when you're working with teachers in getting them ready, either for the school year, professional development, you're working on the routines, that they do have a starting point of potentially not really opening up. And then by the time they're done with you, I can see them in some form of a rejoicing. What is it that you're doing that's touching them and moving them out of this going, you know what, I came in here this morning thinking I'm not going to last another day, and I'm now ready to go back at it?
Look, I'm just creating the classroom that they want their classroom to be. Mm. We make fun of each other. We collaborate. I don't like the word fail. I really believe that's kind of an unfortunate tag, like, you got to tell kids to fail forward. No kid wants to fail. That's right. Ridiculous. You can't position a classroom as the joy of failure, but you can say, hey, you know, we want you to experiment. We want you to try. We want you to not worry about your outcome. We want you to be a team. So, you know, when you take a class, which I do, of teachers, and turn them into co-collaborators, remind them of their friendship, remind them of their skill set and their genius. These are artisans. To push potential or to unleash it, to even find it or to light it. This is, you know, to quote the Visa commercial, priceless, right? Mm. And yet we know the price. Look up, do me a favor, Anya, type in, into the Googler, Maggie Perkins, Costco, former teacher, and look what you find. You find a story that is duplicated 100,000 times. She, quit teaching. She was a beloved 31, I believe, or 35-year-old teacher. So this is a person that already has, they've gone through the trenches, right? They've gone through the NOM of teaching, and they've survived.
Anya typed it in the little notes there for me and you, Tim. 31-year-old teacher quit her job. Now she works at Costco. Boosted her income by 50%. And quote, I've never been happier.
And bingo. I'll say too, I left teaching in March of this year. This will be however many months now. I can't express how my physical health, my mental health, and my spiritual health has gotten better since leaving education. Like, I'm looking at this woman's post here. I didn't go to Costco. I went into radio.
And you're starting to cry.
Yeah,
are you tearing up
a little bit? I'm thinking
bit
about Costco now. Yeah, I'm thinking, the 150 hot dog and the Sunday samplers. But I feel this as someone who within the past 12 months exited education, and I truly, truly don't think I will ever go back into a classroom after the experience I had, that I feel for this woman. I love her. Maggie Perkins.
And look, I was not good at Lincoln Douglas debate. So, but I'm smart enough to know this, what's called my philosophy teacher told me that this is what's called anecdotal dicto simpliciter, right? That we're using a specific example. But if I were to ask Anya or Dr. Seckler to look up the statistics that support this illustrative example, it would be empirically impossible to disagree that this isn't just an anecdote. This is an exodus that is statistically unleashed.
Or as we say in the research field, that's statistically significant.
Yeah.
Statistically significant.
So just hear, I mean, if your callers are out there, just listen to what we're saying. I mean, when my daughter's trying to communicate something to me right now, and she's irritating me. She's 13 years old. But when she was... When she was three, I was fortunate enough with my wife to be able to live right across from a school, literally 70 paces. Mm. So naturally, knowing that my daughter was going to enter kindergarten, thinking how wonderful would it be for her to just walk out the door to her school, I started, hanging out at the playground. And let me tell you, thank goodness I had my three-year-old with me. Otherwise, that comes into play.
I was going to say, that could be a problem.
I was just about to ask.
Yeah, I covered it.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So I would get to just easily see some of the teachers. And I here's a question I ask all the time. I'll say, who's your favorite teacher of another teacher, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they all have one, mm-hmm. every single one of them. Right. And for two years straight, I heard Mr. Garcia. And then one day I go over there and I said, well, where's Mr. Garcia? Oh, he was talented. He quit. He left. He's now managing Sidetracks down on Halstead Street in Chicago. And, you know, for those of you who are deep dives, you can look up that and see what he did. It's a Costco move. It's a Costco move, right?
He was talented. Therefore, he left.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness. The idea that I know I've heard it like, yeah, I'm talented. And I said I heard that for those 400 plus teachers that I've talked to is that, you know, I can't be talented the way I know I can be, those types of things. And we think about that and go, okay, but we need you though. We need them to stay there. And so, you know, Tim, when you're out there doing this work, I said, go to timclue.com if you're interested.
Or Funny Educator. Funny Educator is easier to remember.
Funny Educator, get him out there, get him to your school, because this is what we want to do. And Tim, I want to hopefully have you back.
Hey, Dr. Seckler, I want you to know I am not on the show I'm on the show here to plug, but that's to plug holes in the hearts of people that don't understand that teaching is an art and a science. And if we do not observe this as one of the great arts and start paying people what it's worth, Maggie, Anya, Tim, 50%. She boosted her income by 50%. We cannot expect, if you go to Finland, and we'll talk, maybe we should talk about this after the break. Ask me about what they do in Finland, and I get it, they're a homogeneous population that have certain advantages, but can't we at least take a best practice or two from a country that seems to understand and appreciate educators and value them? That's where we need to go.
You went to Finland. Now, you made a comment, but my agreement was I thought you were taking off after this right here because you had things to do.
No, we're in. I'm okay. In
well, We're in it to win it then. We're going to come back. We're going to do a little bit of Finland. It's busted pencils.
If Johnny vacated you, I'm not leaving you.
Well, we got me. We got Anya. We are digging it up. Busted pencils, fully leaded Finland when we get back.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Busted pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Our guest tonight, Tim Clue, funny educator. Oh, all thing back and forth, teaching, you know, helping them recognize that we got to stop the bleeding. We got to stop the exodus. People, you know, you can't, goodness, 50% more paid to go to Costco and be happier. How do you compete with that? Tim, you were talking about, though, And I actually, I support wholeheartedly. I don't care about homogeneous on this sense. But you were saying Finland has something that they do, something that maybe we could potentially learn from. What is it in Finland that you...
Are you ready? Hold on.
I'm ready.
Hold on. Everyone, you know.
Okay.
Put your hands up to your ears and cup them, because apparently that, you know, creates a little acoustical, wall for you to capture that. No. You know what, they do two things. They give them they pay them extremely well, like, and they are revered like doctors and lawyers.
That's
You know, also along with that, a first grade teacher in Finland does not ever get into a classroom until they've done at least 6 years of education plus two more years of mentorship under another teacher and a system that kind of, you know, passes on what they're looking for. And that's a collaborative, experiential classroom that tries to make students collaborate with each other more than compete against each other.
No, and I know this from Finland, some of my research work, and still one of these days, you know, I could see myself relocating there one day. There or Denmark. Denmark's always happy too. We talk about that being happy. But to
me, that documentary where people live to like 167, that one of those.
Yeah, that's, you know, one of the, you know, who knew that being happy would keep you alive longer? My goodness. But the idea is simple. As you said, Tim, you're kind of making fun. Put your hands up. Get ready to hear this major announcement. But here's what Finland does. They respect teachers and pay them well. Wow. And this is then what you just said, though, goes back to what I said. The solution is simple in that sense. What's not simple is recognizing that it's really hard to get people to realize how simple it is. And in fact, I think that even that simplicity, it's so that the people, I'm going to put out the conspiracy. The people that have created this system that oppresses teachers, that squashes learners, that tries to disrupt and dismantle our schools, they're very petrified of how easy that solution actually is. Because if you got a collection of people, and I didn't say collective because I don't want to be called a Marxist or something like that, but a collection of people, like a neighborhood, and a neighborhood where they have like a school, and you know, like a school in a neighborhood and a neighborhood in the school, and the people there together said, hey, you know what, the people in that school that hang out with our kids all day, we're going to respect and we're going to pay them well, and we're going to demand it as a democracy. We're going to step up and do what we're supposed to do as citizens. We're going to take care of the people that take care of our most incredibly precious children. My goodness, that's so easy that it could be done. And that's the biggest fear of those that have waged this 40-year war on teachers and our public schools. A little bit of the seriousness there, Tim. I'm sorry I had to go there.
I'm with you. No, we got, you know, all kinds for all minds. Let's get it. Look, run this experiment, Tim.
Okay. Go
at your next party, when people say, what do you do to make a living? Tell them you're a teacher. And if their eyes don't roll to the left and roll to the right, they sigh and breathe and say approximately the words, wow, how's that working for you?
How's that going for you? You know,
how's that? Do we consider that a success, that at least people have this kind of, unanimous stress reaction? I guess we're in phase one, that we know it's a problem, but we're not in phase two. We're in analysis paralysis because we're not figuring out how to course correct, how to do anything about it. So we change that reaction universally.
Mm. But the thing I think about that, though, and I went a little bit serious there before that to just kind of point out, I do think my neighbor, actually the majority of my neighbors, and we know this from research, people like their local public schools. People value what's going on out there. They haven't been allowed to pay attention.
They value their local public school.
I know. That's a whole other, right?
We can't get them to value the public school next to their neighborhood.
Right. I know. And then therefore, when they're kind of, you know, falling into that trap of beating up on the next door neighbor school, they're not realizing that, well, guess what? Those neighbors are now beating up on their school. And so the dismantling that I'm doing across, and not realizing I'm contributing to the dismantling of my home school that I like so much. And I think when I have much more time to have my neighbor pay attention and listen to two guys named Tim, you know, get Johnny back in here on you, that we can have a reasonable conversation and go, I bet you like going to Friday night football.
Right.
And my guess is that if Friday night football didn't show up on Friday night, you'd be like, what happened? And I'm going to be there and go, well, look, you have Friday night football because you had schools. You don't have schools because you have Friday night football. And recognizing that disconnect between football, the prom, kindergarten parade, the Santa's, you know, gift shop, all of those things that people remember, those are because of great public schools. Those are because of great teachers. So when you're out there, let's value this. Tim, 40 seconds here, those are coming out. So funny educator, timclue.com. We want to get you on the show again. We're going to have you back sometimes because Tim Clue, you have truly busted pencils. More pencils. Back next week
on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils, or log on to bustedpencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. This is your local civic media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at